You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and since the election, there has been renewed interest in learning about how government works. That's what we've been looking at in our series, Unpacking Government. But in this last installment, I wanted to take a look at civics education in Washington State and how children and adults learn about politics.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Civics education has gotten a bit of an upgrade since Schoolhouse Rock came out with I'm Just a Bill back in 1976. That's a computer game called Win the White House. It simulates what it's like to run an election. You pick your party, you pick your issues, and then you go state to state, raising money and monitoring the polls, trying to shore up votes against your opponent. It's one of dozens of games on the website iCivics.com. Lexi Semirano is the first person who turned me on to the iCivics website. She says it's just one of several new tools teachers are using to teach civics, along with more real-life simulations and even community service.
Previously, of course, we know that kind of that old school learning is where the teacher was standing and delivering. You might read some stuff and answer some questions.
Semirano used to teach social studies to middle and high school students in Kent before becoming the social studies specialist for Highline Public Schools. That means she coaches other teachers in best practices, including how to approach civics.
Social studies is real life, and so I think bringing in talking about what's going on in our everyday lives in social studies is where we start, not where we finish.
In Washington, social studies graduation requirements are determined by the State Board of Education. But unlike other parts of those requirements, civics is codified in state law. High school students here are required to spend at least a semester looking at the country's foundational documents, government procedure, and electoral issues. But there's still a lot of leeway under the law. Semirano's job exists because it's up to each school district to decide how to teach civics and what to include in those lessons. For example, Highline requires a standalone high school civics class, and it also tries to incorporate civics into elementary and middle school social studies.
Where they're learning how to have conversations with people that may not agree with them, making class charters, how do you deal with authority figures. So every grade level kind of builds up on itself from even our, you know, lowest grades all the way through graduation.
But not every school district takes that approach, which can change whether we see our young people as ready to engage civically. Consider this. About 4 out of 5 recent high school graduates in the U.S. did take a standalone civics or government class. So why are we seeing headlines about kids who can't spot fake news? And why did most 12th graders score below proficient on the latest national civics assessment? Semirano says part of the answer may lie in the lower grades. Walter Parker is a University of Washington professor who's been studying civic education for more than 30 years, and he agrees.
The biggest change we've had that's sort of a crisis, when elementary schools started focusing on reading and math, we call that curriculum narrowing, because what happens to the sciences and the social studies.
Parker says in an ideal world, kids would start social studies and civics as young as 8. They might start with what's going on in their neighborhoods, then move on to how cities work before being introduced to concepts like the branches of government. He says many school districts in Washington and around the country don't prioritize that kind of learning.
When that happens, then in the middle grade, teachers don't have a foundation to rest their instruction on. And that's a severe setback.
Both Semirano and Parker say that if we want kids to grow up to be engaged citizens, we have to focus our efforts in the schools. But that doesn't help all of the adults who are already feeling lost in politics. For that, I head to a crowded restaurant in Tacoma for a civics happy hour. Marguerite Giguere is a real estate agent and host of the Move to Tacoma podcast. She convened the event after realizing how little she knew about her local government.
I think not knowing that there were 9 city council people and thinking there were only 5, that was pretty embarrassing.
Giguere is far from alone. When she first announced the event, hundreds of people said they were interested in coming. The 75 tickets that were available were claimed in one afternoon. And this is just one of all kinds of grassroots civics learning initiatives that are popping up around the region. Surveys show that most adults can name the U.S. president. But when it comes to naming, say, one of your state senators, that's considered a difficult question. And when we look at voter turnout, it drops significantly as races get smaller and more local.
Yeah, I think the reason adults don't retain civics education is that you don't use it. And I think a lot of people are really motivated to engage right now, but they don't have any idea how to do it effectively.
And whether for us or our children, the ability to participate is what it comes down to. People are itching to flex some dormant political muscles, so they're looking to find out how. But even before you can move to change, say, city government, you have to know something about how government works. Simone Alicea, 88.5 News. That was the final installment of our series, Unpacking Government. We may be done unpacking every week, but we'll still be keeping an eye out for more ways to better understand local politics. You can find all 14 stories in the series on our website, knkx.org. That's also where you can keep asking your own questions about how government works.